Blog Talk Radio.
This is a paid program, and the views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Citywide Home Loans or 1690 AM. Citywide Home Loans, NMLS ID 67180. David Hosterman, NMLS ID 220562. Jonathan Edwards, NMLS ID 671258. Luis Gonzalez, MLS 014472 with Brokers Guild Real Estate. Equal housing lender regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Call for additional cost information. Program qualifications and offerings are subject to change at any time. Not all who apply will qualify. Other restrictions may apply. You have tuned in with Luis Gonzalez, David Hosterman, and Jonathan Edwards on the Mile High Real Estate Network on 1690 AM KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, the show that discusses up-to-date mortgage and real estate topics and trends that will educate you on the purchase or refinance of your next home. Have a lending question? Call Citywide Home Loans at 720-644-5566. Have a real estate question? Call Brokers Guild Real Estate at 720-707-4401. This is the Mile High Real Estate Network with David Hosterman and Jonathan Edwards and Luis Gonzalez.
Good morning and welcome back to the Mile High Real Estate Network. I'm David Hosterman with Citywide Home Loans alongside Jonathan Edwards with Citywide Home Loans. And last but not least, Luis Gonzalez with Brokers Guild Real Estate. We are here to provide you with the good, the bad, and the ugly of everyday real estate here in Colorado. Like it or not, here we come. Hey, Luis, we got a special guest in the studio today.
We do. He showed you how to use a headphone set.
I know. Hey, come on now.
Yeah. It's only been doing this 4 years,
yeah.
Luis.
We actually, for our listeners out there, we have the luxury of having Tyler Martinez with the Tony Martinez team powered by Brokers Guild Real Estate in the studio today. Tyler, in my mind, is going to be watch out for him out there in the real estate market.
Yeah.
You know, he's, you know, talk about 40 under 40 or hell, maybe 30 under 30, or maybe even 20 under 20. I don't know. All I know is...
I mean, how old is he?
All 19? I know is Tyler is a young gun, hungry, and does business the right way. Wouldn't you agree, Luis?
Yeah, I completely agree. Fantastic mentor, you know, with his team. Already turning a ton of deals. His numbers are, you know, pretty much where all the top producers' numbers are. So very excited for Tyler. I've known him for many years. And yeah, he's going to be one to be reckoned with in the industry.
And if you're out there and you have any real estate questions, highly encourage you to reach out to Tyler. He can answer any of those questions for you. He can help you right size, downsize, upsize. He specializes, you know, in those first time home buyers, specializes in the Spanish population. You know, so definitely give him a call. If you have any questions about real estate, he can be reached at 720-636-1740. Again, that's Tyler Martinez with the Tony Martinez team powered by Brokers Guild Real Estate at 720-636-1740. Hey, John.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
You like those pictures we had yesterday? Our new headshots?
Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of pictures taken yesterday at the office.
So I'm trolling Facebook last night, right? I see Tyler Martinez put the post out there. Anybody got a good place for headshots? I'm like, God darn it. Wish he would have called me. We would have been able to take advantage of those headshots we have, you know?
Yeah.
God. Totally. But anyways. You know,
all right, guys.
Neither here nor there. Tell our listeners what's on tap for today.
Well, today we got a heck of a show lined up here with a plethora of items to discuss. Everything from title to companies coming in and offering way too little for your property. We've got goats gone wild, all kinds of stuff on the show today, including a great feel-good story. Don't miss Lewis's real estate tip and Denver's hottest listings. Upcoming CE classes, and finally, our charity spotlight.
Please note that Citywide Home Loans and Brokers Guild Real Estate are not affiliated entities. Listeners are not required to use either participant to work with the other participant. We're going to jump into my favorite soundbite of the week. This is the most interesting topics that we could find, or I should say that actually John could find from the World Wide Web, various periodicals, real-life real estate experiences, you know. Let's go with that soundbite.
All right, guys.
What is this picture I'm looking at on my outline?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked about that, Dave. So what I've got here, I found some stats that I thought were kind of interesting. So it's going to run. Oh, look at Lewis. Every time I have stats, he looks at me like, Jesus, what are we getting into today?
I'm actually laughing at Richard.
Okay.
When you said the goats Richard, gone what, wild, what, he about fell out of his chair.
Goats gone wild? Yeah. Oh, that's still to come, guys.
You take a drink of that coffee? That almost came out. That almost came out. He was laughing.
So here's some August stats that I thought were interesting that we can talk about here. Average sold price for a single family residence in Denver metro area, $488,918. That is 3.53% increase over August of last year. All right. Keep that in mind.
So wait. Does that indicate that we are in a recession?
I wouldn't think so.
You know how many clients out there I'm talking to right now? And Tyler, you probably hear that all the time, don't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, you're probably hearing, hey, Tyler, I don't want to buy yet because I'm scared we're in a recession, right?
Yes, yes.
And the truth of the matter is, guys, we're not in a recession. Look at that, up 3.53%, not 3.51%.
Yeah.
Up 3.53%.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for the real estate market that we're in today. Is it correcting itself a little bit? It's not just a crazy seller's market like it has been in the past. Yep, probably. And these stats are going to support that. Buyers are appreciating the slightly relaxed and slower paced market that lets them compare homes, pricing, and negotiating tactics. So in other words, buyers kind of like to be able to take their time and look at different houses and think about it before they put offers in against 15 other people. Are you still awake
you
there? Are you still awake
I
over there?
You guys know when...
You know this is a show about real estate.
I do, but it drives me nuts when people talk about the bubble, a recession. When's a good time to buy? It just puts so much anger into me. It's ridiculous.
Why is that?
And the problem that people don't realize is, you know, you make your monthly payments. You have a part of that monthly payment going towards principal and interest. The principal portion is going towards the loan, right? So yep. You're building equity on the property, plus you're building appreciation at a level of 3.53%. Again, that's not 3.51%. That's 3.53%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you guys continue.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, Lewis. Next one, average days on market for a single family home was 30 days. This is up 27.27% from July and 57.14% from last year. So this is an increase of 7 to 11 days year over year, which I thought was pretty interesting. This last statistic, though, active listings in August, 9,350. The record, Lewis Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. What year? No. Let's play a little Jeopardy. In what year was the highest listings in Colorado?
In the Denver market.
The highest year?
Yeah.
2017?
2007.
2007.
Yeah.
24,000.
Okay, well, I was going to answer that, but I, yeah. No, 2007?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
24,603 listings in 2007. The record low was 2 years ago, 3,854 listings.
You think that has anything to do with interest rates?
I think it could. I mean, rates have come down quite a bit since then.
Yeah. That's right.
And 2007 loan programs.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, less foreclosures.
Hey, I got a quick question for you guys. I'm still not off that first subject.
Okay.
What do you think the average rent is in Denver?
I don't know. $1,850.
Close. Okay.
$2,100.
So it's $2,225.
Ooh,
okay. So you're looking at $26,700 a year that you're flushing down the toilet.
Right.
How much are you paying
for
rent, Lewis?
$26,700. So, so when the bubble comes, guys, all right, just keep throwing away your $26,000 down the toilet.
How much are you paying for rent?
I tell you. Going to hit him in his big melon.
Wait, time out.
No answers? Yeah. I don't want to move on. No, what's the answer to that? For people who are scared of the bubble, scared of interest rates, scared of buying.
I'll tell you what the answer is.
What?
Call Tyler Martinez.
Yeah.
Buy a freaking house.
Yeah.
Make it a reality.
It's a no-brainer is what you're getting at here. Why would you throw away $26,000 a year in rent when you can put it into your own home, your equity, your long-term
Because a lot of the public thinks fear is a strategy. Okay?
Fake news.
Instead
Fake news.
Of being positive about things, doing what's right for you financially, your family, your future, they'd rather just go on what ifs.
Yeah, absolutely. Great points, Lewis. Thank you for your feedback there. iBuying, Lewis, iBuying. This is another one that gets you're going to be just red by the time we're done here. So far this year, Open Door is winning the iBuying race as companies scramble to perfect the instant buyer business model of buying, fixing, and reselling homes. But Zillow, don't worry, Lewis, because Zillow is on its heels. Talks about high levels of debt they are taking on. What could some potential impacts be if the markets have a correction in values to drop?
Where did you get this article that Open Door is winning the race?
I believe this was a Wall Street Journal article.
Okay, if you think a seller wants to pay 5.6% to sell their house versus 15%, what would you do?
5.6%.
Okay, is that winning the race? That's a bad article.
So, fake news. What they're saying is the iBuying race is what they're winning.
iBuyer.
So it's like them against Zillow against whoever else.
Well, iBuyer is just a change of semantics from investors is what that is. An iBuyer is just an algorithm purchase for sellers out there. And the perception that sellers are getting with all these mailers out there, don't use an agent. We're going to streamline the process.
Right.
Okay. Well, you have to look at the appendix. Appendix I is what it is in the contract that they send over to you. And when you do that, you're going to see what the total fees are. And the total fees are between 15 and 17% across the board, period.
Wow.
And if anybody wants to challenge me on that, I have contracts from the majority of these iBuyers out there that I will gladly send you, of course, striking out the address and the seller's names.
Interesting.
I mean, it's they're obviously trying to make money. So if they're coming into the market trying to offer you less for a house with more fees, it's not a good deal for you.
Let's talk about playground bullies, Lewis.
Here we go.
I'm just joking. I'm just trying to get Lewis Gonzalez hot.
But they also talk about in the article the levels of debt these guys are getting themselves into in a market that we could argue is a pretty hot market and has been for a while. So it'll be interesting in a couple of years to see where these Open Doors and Zillows are.
iBuyers are perfect for investment grade properties.
Bottom line.
Let's get to the goats gone wild.
We're almost there, Dave. Hold your bridges. Borrowers get to closing table and primary borrower middle name is spelled wrong. And it was the wife who didn't know the husband's middle name. So Alan versus Elvin in this particular case had to redo the full loan package and go back to the closing table the same day. So this is an agent that we know had a closing. His buyers, the wife, I guess, provided the lender with the information up front and said the husband's middle name was Alan and it was Elvin.
You know,
and so they had to switch everything.
You know what's funny on that, though? Whatever lender they used technically does not have to switch that. The borrower has the right to cross that out
and fix it on everyone.
And fix it on everyone and initial next to it and then at the end we'll sign a signature affidavit.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, that closing should have gone well had they worked with who?
Probably Citywide Home Loans, you know?
Yeah.
Or the wife could have known his middle name. I mean, they've been married for years.
I don't know about that.
You don't know? That doesn't seem...
I don't know my wife's middle name. Because she doesn't have one.
She dropped it, right?
Lucky you said that.
Title not correct. So home goes to new wife when husband dies. So joint tenants was chosen. And when the man died, his children found out that they are not entitled to any of the proceeds of the home, just the new wife of less than 1 year. This came up. A title rep that we love had talked to me about a situation, and a husband gets married. They buy a new house. An older gentleman, it was less than a year he had died. They chose joint tenancy, and the wife gets everything. The kids didn't get anything. That was sort of what everyone had expected was going to happen.
Can you imagine that, doing the right thing in life?
Yikes.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Huh.
Dilly dilly. Dilly
dilly. Dilly
dilly.
And what I mean by that is that's how the title was being held. Period.
Yeah.
You can't exceed your authority.
Right.
But a lot of agents try to, right, Lewis?
I don't know about that, but I'll keep quiet on that one.
Oh, we got a little goats gone wild, guys. Goats gone wild.
All right. So this week we have an HOA that brings in a herd of goats to eat a bunch of shrubs and extra growth out of the yard. However, the goats they ate everything, and they looked across the street at the neighborhood across the street, and they thought there were some good-looking shrubs over there too. So they crossed the street and ate all the grass and shrubs in that HOA, but they weren't real happy about it. Nice. A lawsuit ensued. So if you're going to hire a herd of goats to come eat your shrubs, just be careful. Make sure you got the right fencing in place.
Or John, make sure you train your goats a little better.
That's true, because you don't want those goats going wild, Lewis. No.
I feel good.
All right, guys. So we have a client that was looking to buy a new home. First-time home buyer finds a community that he loves. It's right down the street from his mom's house. He's super psyched about it. He goes and talks with them and gets under contract and everything. He can only do an FHA loan. And he comes back and he says, "Guys," he said, "this is not FHA approved." And I said, "Okay, well, let me check on it." He was right. However, it will be FHA approved once the community gets its certificate of occupancy. We've seen this before, Dave, yeah. Right?
Well, so, and with new builds, you got new construction documents that, you know, warranty of completion, certificate of occupancy, termite report, you know, a ton of different documents that you need to get filled out by the builder in order to do an FHA loan. So a lot of it falls on the builder, whether or not they're going to be able to provide that.
Absolutely. And I had talked to the builder in this particular situation. They said, "We have already filled out all the documentation. Everything is ready to go and lined up, and we'll have that FHA approval by the end of November." So he was super psyched. He gets to live near mommy for a little bit longer.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause heaven is-
So we're going to role play a little bit here, okay? So if I'm an agent, Lewis, and Tyler's my client, right? And I say, "Tyler, hey, we have this inspection resolution we got to get completed. And I need you to, you know, fix the AC, fix the furnace, and fix this water leak, right? And I need you to call this one contractor to do all the work." Did I do the right thing there, Lewis?
No, you didn't. you should refer a few, you know, 2 to 3 different contractors in order to get the work done. But that's excellent, Dave. A lot of people don't do that. And then what ends up happening is something goes wrong with the work itself. And then, you know, the agent exposes themselves for liability.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is interesting because, I mean, I think as a real estate agent, your first
Inclination
would be you want to make those recommendations, right, for your client. You want to be a resource for them. Hey, here's some people that we've used in the past. Check them out. What are some other resources, Lewis, that you could what are some other resources that you may recommend for somebody to use if they do have some work that needs to be done around
the house?
You
know, I know Lewis recommends I drink Heineken.
That's
instead
true.
Of Coors Light.
That's yeah. true.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, what I recommend to help keep that physique, Dave.
Exactly.
What I recommend, you know, there's a lot of sites out there for licensed contractors. By the way, we market them on our website. That's the best thing to do. Give them 2 or 3 of those big sites out there, and they can find plenty of help there.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, guys, that brings us to this week's hot listings.
Ooh, I got a good one here, guys. This one is awesome. This one is presented by Tyler Martinez's mentor, Tony Martinez. This one is at 12724 Layden Street, Unit C in Thornton, Colorado. This property is priced perfectly at $334,900. This property has just over 1,600 total finished square feet. This property is great. It's the largest model in the Ash Meadows at Sage Creek Subdivision. It's a 3-bed, 2.5-bath with a 2-car garage. This property's got stainless steel appliances, washer, dryer, kitchen has been upgraded. Definitely check this one out. Tell Tony Martinez that Dave, John, and Lewis sent you. Tony can be reached at 720-329-6254. Definitely get out there and check that one out. John, you got any?
I do. Greg Foster with Metro Brokers Foster and Associates has a great listing this week at 1733 Glenwood Lane in Highlands Ranch, priced at $849,000. A beautiful four-bed, four-bath with over 4,500 square feet. Relax on your two decks and enjoy your coffee or a glass of wine with the mountains soaring in the distance behind. Homes with jaw-dropping views like this rarely become available. Lots of natural light throughout the house. If you would like more information on this property, reach out to Greg Foster at 720-232-3219. Sounds like a great
Lewis,
one.
Lewis, you got one?
I do. Rachel Ma, Brokers Guild.
Fantastic agent.
She is, absolutely. 6558 south of Richfield Street in Aurora, listed at $578,000. It's a four-bedroom, four-bathroom property, close to 5,000 square feet. To see this home, you can contact Rachel at 720-216-7218.
Oh, God. I know Dora loves that, right? And I know agents love that because, you know,
and
in my
we
opinion,
love Dora.
And we love Dora. And, you know, agents need to get educated. So I highly encourage all agents at all brokerages to go to brokersguilded.com. That's brokersguilded.com to see a plethora of classes with CE and non-CE credits. They can RSVP at that site right there. And we also have October classes published. Actually, classes are published through the rest of the year. We got the, you know, just a couple highlights here. Lending basics for real estate agents, lunch and learn, title 101 for your closings. We have a ton of annual commission updates. We have a contracts changes class. So get onto that site, check it out, RSVP. And again, all brokerages, all agents are welcome. Lewis, what do we got here for the charity spotlight of the week?
All right. This is Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors the sacrifice of firefighter Stephen Siller, who laid down his life to save others on September 11th, 2001. We also honor our military and first responders who continue to make the supreme sacrifice of life and limb for our country. To donate, go to tunneltotowers.com.
Oh man, that one sounds amazing. Actually,
that might
be the one of the best ones you've come up with, John.
It is. Yep, for sure. That's a great organization.
Can you? Why don't we find other organizations like that for a charity spotlight?
Well, I'll find some more for next week and the week after. You got any in mind?
Well, I was thinking of the Lewis Gonzalez
look
Foundation.
At that. The Lewis Gonzalez Foundation.
Look at
we
that.
Should start
the,
a
hey, time out.
The
time
Human
out.
Fund.
Time out. I know I'm being a little aggressive today, but they've had a problem. You had a solution. You imagine that in business.
I know, right?
Problem solution, not problem reactionary strike. Another reactionary strike. Call my attorney. Call Dora. You know,
call my managing broker.
Call my managing broker. Call your mom. Right?
Call your mom.
Yeah. I had a rough week, guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
A total disaster. It's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
Wow. You are amazing.
Well, I'd like to tell myself that too.
Yeah.
Tyler, any last minute thoughts? How do you like the show?
I love the show. I actually, you know, I love being on it. I thank you guys so much. I do appreciate you guys bringing me on here.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Tyler's been on our other show too, the Hometown Real Estate and Mortgage Report
with Rodrigo.
With Rodrigo. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Any last minute thoughts, Lewis? Should we get you off your tangent?
I do. All brokerages, all agents, no matter who you're with, we certainly have to stick together as a community of real estate professionals. We have to continue to counter and battle with all these creative companies are coming to town and trying to make a difference in the industry, which it really isn't helping. Not only does it affect your career, it affects the communities that some of these sellers are selling to. If you have a $500,000 home and you're selling it for $60,000 to $70,000 less of market value, that affects that community for future appraisals, whether it's a refinance or purchase. And it's just the totality of circumstance that can happen when companies like this with predatory fees and structures come around. So let's all stick together. We're doing a fantastic job. I certainly appreciate each and every one of you.
Very well said, Lewis. It's that trickle-down effect, and we got to stop that. And we will do everything in our power to stop that. Yes, We will.
Goat's gone wild.
Goat's gone wild.
Richard's looking at all of us today like, what the heck?
These guys
going to
be
on?
Able to finish the show today or what?
I'm going
to
go buy a goat.
I was actually
seriously.
Listening.
Instead of a lawnmower,
no,
just get a goat, right?
Get a goat. We don't have to worry about global warming anymore because I won't use my lawnmower.
That's right.
We'll be good to go.
Save the world one goat at a time.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I was actually listening to CNBC coming to the station today, and Jim Cramer was on there talking about he saw a goat on a surfboard with a GoPro in Hawaii, and he shorted the stock. Anytime you see a goat, short it. Just short it, okay? Okay. Folks, if you have a question or a situation you'd like to discuss on the show, please feel free to give us a call at Citywide Home Loans at 303-921-5747. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mile High Real Estate Network on AM 1690 KDMT Denver's Money Talk Radio. I'm David Hosterman alongside my co-host Jonathan Edwards and last but not least, Luis Gonzalez with Brokers Guild Real Estate. Have a fun weekend this weekend, and we look forward to next week's show airing live on www.blogtalkradio.com at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday mornings and AM 1690 KDMT Denver's Money Talk Radio on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
This is a paid program, and the views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Citywide Home Loans or 1690 AM. Citywide Home Loans, NMLS ID 67180. David Hosterman, NMLS ID 220562. Jonathan Edwards, NMLS ID 671258. Luis Gonzalez, MLS 014472 with Brokers Guild Real Estate. Equal housing lender regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Call for additional cost information. Program qualifications and offerings are subject to change at any time. Not all who apply will qualify. Other restrictions may apply. You just listened to Mile High Real Estate Network with Luis Gonzalez, David Hosterman, and Jonathan Edwards on 1690 AM KDMT, Denver's Money Talk. Tune in next week for more Mile High Real Estate tips and education. Like what you heard today and have questions? Call Citywide Home Loans at 720-644-5566 or Brokers Guild Real Estate at 720-707-4401.